You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy June. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of June 22nd through June 28th. June 22nd, 1920, is opening night of the Ziegfeld Follies of 1920 at the New Amsterdam Theater, featuring performances by Fanny Brice, W.C. Fields, and Moran and Mack, and music by Irving Berlin and Victor Herbert. It runs 123 performances. In 1964, Geraldine Page, Kim Stanley, and Shirley Knight star in Anton Chekhov's The Three Sisters on Broadway at the Marasco. The Actors Studio Theater production is directed by Lee Strasberg. A musical classic returns to the New York stage in 1965 as the Music Theater of Lincoln Center revives Kismet at the New York State Theater. Alfred Drake returns to the role he originated in the Broadway production of the musical for the length of its six-week run. Godspell opens at Broadway's Broadhurst Theater in 1976, following a 2,124 performance off-Broadway run. The Stephen Schwartz musical is based on the Gospel according to St. Matthew. In 2017, an intense and graphic staging of George Orwell's 1984 opens on Broadway at the Hudson. Reed Birney, Tom Sturridge, and Olivia Wilde star in the production, which was first seen in the UK. After reports that the disturbing staging is causing audience members to faint, the producers announced that no one under the age of 13 will be allowed to enter the theater. A revival of George Bernard Shaw's Candida opens June 23, 1977, at the West End's Auberly Theater. Michael Blakemore directs a cast headed by Hollywood legend Deborah Carr. In 2003, Broadway's venerable Martin Beck is rechristened the Al Hirschfeld Theater after the theatrical caricaturist. On June 24, 1948, Ice Skating Review, Howdy, Mr. Ice, opens a 406 performance run at Broadway's Center Theater. In 1976, Paul Rudd, not that one, stars as Henry and Meryl Streep as Catherine in the New York Shakespeare Festival's Shakespeare in the Park mounting of Henry V. Among the co-stars, Michael Moriarty, J.O. Saunders, Stephen Lang, and Philip Bosco. Al Pacino stars in Chinese Coffee at the Circle in the Square Theater in 1992. The Ira Lewis play is about a failed writer who uses his almost equally disappointed photographer friend as the inspiration for his latest novel. Off-Broadway gets a taste of the Grand Ole Opry in 1997 when the musical biography Always, Patsy Cline, opens at the Variety Arts Theater. Ted Swinley directs the musical, which he wrote about the country and western star who died in a plane crash in 1963. Tori Lynn Palazzola and Margot Martindale star. In 2013, Jonathan Tolan's comedy Buyer and Seller, starring Michael Urie as a struggling Los Angeles actor who finds himself working in Barbra Streisand's basement, opens at the Barrow Street Theater. On June 25, 1952, Harold Rome's musical Wish You Were Here, set in the world of mountain summer resorts, opens a 598 performance run at the Imperial. Jack Cassidy, Larry Blyden, and Sheila Bond star, and Bond wins a Tony Award as Best Featured Actress in a Musical. The show is most memorable for featuring a swimming pool on stage. In 1973, the Theater Development Fund TKTS booth opens at Broadway and 47th Street. The booth proves a landmark of the New York theater world by providing same-day discounts to audiences to many performances, both on Broadway and off. After delaying the start of previews twice and the opening night once, Got to Go Disco finally opens on Broadway the Minskoff in 1979. The musical, about a disco-hating saleswoman who becomes the queen of her local dance club, at the time the most expensive musical ever mounted on Broadway, closes a week later. In 1990, Robert Louis Stevenson was rocking and rolling off-Broadway as his Jekyll and Hyde was turned into a rock musical, courtesy of composer Michael Skloff, with book and lyrics by the team of David Crane and Marta Kaufman. Two couples find themselves celebrating the 4th of July on Fire Island together in 1991 when Terrence McNally's Lips Together, Teeth Apart opens at the Manhattan Theater Club at City Center. The play stars Nathan Lane and Swoozie Kurtz and Christine Baranski and Anthony Held as the two married pairs. A music-filled Shakespeare in the Park production of Twelfth Night, starring Raiola Sparza, Anne Hathaway, Audra McDonald, and Stark Sands, opens at the Delacorte in Central Park in 2009. Directed by Daniel Sullivan, it features an original score by Brooklyn-based folk rock band, Him. On June 26, 1975, George C. Scott stars as Arthur Miller's tragic hero, Willie Loman, in a revival of Death of a Salesman on Broadway. The play, directed by Scott, also features Teresa Wright, Harvey Keitel, and James Ferentino as the Loman family. Tom Ion's The Dirtiest Show in Town opens off-Broadway June 27, 1970 at the Astor Place Theater. Bare flesh and simulated sex run rampant for 509 performances. Jay Broad, John R. Briggs, and Harry Manfredini's country-western musical Play Me a Country Song opens and closes at the Virginia in 1982. The production marks the Broadway debut of actor Karen Mason. In 1993, Americans discover a benign Indian elephant god in Terrence McNally's A Perfect Ganesh, opening off-Broadway at Manhattan Theater Club. Among the cast of discoverers are Zoe Caldwell, Francis Sternhagen, and Fisher Stevens. In 1994, Vanessa Williams makes her Broadway debut when she replaces Tony Award winner Cheetah Rivera in Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Audra McDonald takes her first official West End bow as the London engagement of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill opens in 2017 at the Wyndham's Theatre. McDonald won her record-breaking 6th Tony Award for her performance as Billie Holiday in the 2014 Broadway run of The Play with Music. In 2018, Anika Noni Rose stars in an off-Broadway revival of Oscar Hammerstein II's Carmen Jones at Classic Stage Company. Directed by John Doyle, the production is the first major New York staging of the musical since its 1943 original Broadway production. On June 28, 1902, prolific composer Richard Rodgers is born. Censorship proves to be a problem when Michael Todd's Peep Show opens at New York's Winter Garden in 1950. The legendary producer of the title is soon forced to tone down the review as a result of talks with the city's Commissioner of Licenses. 2 years after the end of its original Broadway run, Dreamgirls returns to New York. Opening at the Ambassador Theater, the engagement is the final stop of the musical's international tour. Director-choreographer Michael Bennett scaled back his original staging for the tour, which first launched in fall 1985. Bennett is sadly not well enough to oversee the new Broadway run and dies at his home in Arizona from AIDS-related lymphoma 4 days later. Felicia Rashad opens in off-Broadway's Blue in 2001. In the Charles Randolph Wright play, Rashad stars as Peggy Clark, the matriarch of a well-off black family who runs a funeral home business in South Carolina and tracks the career of jazz singer Blue Williams. Roundabout Theatre Company's revival of Old Acquaintance opens on Broadway at the American Airlines Theatre in 2007. Harriet Harris and Margaret Cullen star as two childhood friends who have grown into successful authors. In 2010, On the Levee, the Ted Almond Marcus Gardley play with music that frames the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927 through the perspective of a white and black family, opens off-Broadway at the Duke on 42nd Street. Brooke Shields gets creepy, kooky, and altogether ooky when she joins the Addams Family in 2011 as Morticia Addams, replacing original star Bebe Neuwirth. Melissa Errico opens off-Broadway tonight in the Irish Repertory Theatre revival of On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane's 1965 musical, about a young woman who goes to a psychiatrist to cure her smoking through hypnosis, but instead discovers that she is the reincarnation of a well-born English lady, also starred Stephen Bogardus and John Cudia. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
The The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.